morning. I have a miniature dachshund, a sausage dog, called Dougie the Dog. And my wife and I, as dog walkers, have learned to read the signs of the weather. Well, to some extent. We're by no means experts. Some days we win, some days we lose. For instance, recently I took Dougie to Saltcoats Beach. We'd just got out of the car when the monsoon season arrived. Howling gale, lashing rain. No, I didn't see it coming. Just before that, the sun had been belting in the car window. Such is British weather. However, the upside is that it can also change very quickly in this country. So I could see that behind the dark cloud, there was a lovely silver lining. And I intuited that if I just wait a few minutes, the cloud will pass and the sun will come out again. So I stayed in the car, in the car park, for just about 5 minutes, and sure enough, brighter weather broke through and we enjoyed a full walk on the beach. Next day, however, my wife and I were not so clever. It was a dry, bright and windless day when we sat down to breakfast. We got chatting and we failed to notice that the clouds were gathering, the atmosphere becoming slightly more gloomy and menacing, and the leaves in the tree were beginning to rustle and sway. We got the walk in, but it was not so nice as it would have been earlier. Farmers and fishermen learn to read the signs. Red sky at night is a shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning is a warning. Jesus said, learn to read the signs of the times in life. It will save a lot of trouble in this life and in the next.